Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. Let's begin with the Chicago landmarks in the news. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, some good news for some landmarks. Most of these are on the city's south side. The Chicago runs a program called the Adopt a Landmark Fund, which gets some contributions from downtown developers that want to build taller buildings than allowed. So you pay into this fund, and the city spreads this money out around other projects. And they announced this week that there's 12 Chicago landmarks that are going to get split up $4 million to renovate their exteriors and any parts of their interiors that are going to be open to the public. And some of the big names on the list we've talked about in the past, Muddy Waters' old house Kenwood neighborhood. It's going to get $250,000. They're trying to turn that into a museum to honor Muddy Waters and all the greats that had passed through there and jammed. So that's one of the cool ones, as well as Emmett Till's home in Woodlawn is due to get some money as well. Both of those were landmarked earlier this year, and both of them are on pace if they can get enough fundraising to become museums at some point in the next couple years.
Full list of finalists, and you can find that at blockclubchicago.org. Tell us about this holiday dance carol.
Right. This one started off as a joke last year during the pandemic. Instead of this woman by the name of Mariah Eastman thought it'd be funny to go instead of caroling door to door, just to go outside people's homes, ring their doorbell and start dancing. Like you said, she started as a joke, but people started agreeing with her that it would be funny. So they did it last year and it was pretty successful. They entertained a lot of people. So now it's getting pretty big this year. They have several dance companies, the Dovetail Studios, Dance on Broadway are joining them. They've got a two-minute routine, and they plan to go out to 30 different houses in three neighborhoods beginning next week. And, you know, you may be the lucky ones to ring the doorbell, and you'll find a whole dance troupe out there performing a sort of a non-denominational Christmas carol dance. So it's going to be in Albany Park, Lakeview, and the South Loop Chinatown area. So if you see these people outside your house, you know,
don't panic.
Don't panic, exactly. Yeah, they're legit, or at least planning it.
You've been warned. And this story about the Westtown restaurants and volunteers is a good one. This is a very popular effort, isn't it?
Right. This is a good Thanksgiving story. This is several restaurants in the Westtown neighborhood. We'll shout them out. Joey G's Mac and Cheese, Bartoli's Pizza, and Antique Taco. They're teaming up with a group called Westtown Feeds, and they're going to cook 1,000 meals beginning today. They're going to distribute them at Haas Park in Ukrainian Village. That's at 2402 North Washtenaw at 5 p.m. tonight. And they're just, you know, they're opening up to anyone experiencing homelessness or just needs a meal tonight. They'll also be passing out meals in different homeless encampments around the area tomorrow on Thanksgiving. They're going to have the whole spread of turkey and ham, stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce. I don't know if they're buying it at the store or not, but yeah, it's a great effort. They're teaming up with a group called Westtown Feeds, and the guy who runs Westtown Feeds, Robert Maggiat, we've talked about before. He's becoming a local hero. He's the guy that used to buy out all the tamales in the middle of winter from the vendors out in the cold. Last month, he was the one that became the volunteer crossing guard in Westtown. So he's racking up lists of good deeds. So
good for him.
This is tomorrow, Westtown Feeds. Mm-hmm. They're looking for donations and pies, westtownfeeds@gmail.com if you want, or go to Block Club to look for more information.
Seamus Toomey, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Bob. You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
All righty.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Edgebrook Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at Edgebrook Medical was tested by Cambridge University and the Cleveland Clinic, and the results are in. It's proven to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause. Call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results in the bedroom. I don't think I've ever seen it fail. This is a $600 value, free to those that call in the next 2 minutes. 312-481-3333. That's 312-481-3333. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your love life back. Call Edgebrook Medical Clinic now to qualify. 312-481-3333.
This summer, take your house to the next level with Mega Pros. From kitchens to bathrooms to that man cave you've always wanted. No